Hey, let me tell you what you want. A big bag of nothing. Tic-tac dragon. You're a loser. You've never had any real friends. Those people just use you for rides to the airport. That's right, they hate you. Nobody likes the way you smell. You smell like yourself, and that's worse than anything I can think of. Nobody even wants to hang around you, unless you're buying them beers. And you don't even have any money, so you don't even like have anybody to hang around with or anything. Yeah, you're a loser. You're a big dumb loser. Look in the mirror and punch yourself in the eyeball. You're a loser. Wink.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Whoop-de-doo. Live from Santa's dungeon. Inside the Radio Shack in the Hickory Hollow Mall. It's the podcast that's never runny with your host, Jesse Perry, everybody!
Hey, it's me again, everybody! Hey, everybody! Woo, woo, woo!
Yeehard!
Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo!
Whoop-de-doo.
I am Jesse Perry, the host. With me, as always, is the Fungineer, Mr.
Fantastic
Mark Knudsen.
Fantastic to be here.
And with us, as never, is Sean Parrott, the talent.
I guess he has another romantic dinner with his wife or something. Or his girlfriend, or what is that?
It's now stretched 2 episodes.
Wow, that's a long dinner.
It's been a 3-day date. All right. Well, no matter.
We don't need them.
We have got content that we are ready to shove up your nose. Is this going to be the last episode of the year?
Yes. The last one of 08. Yeah, think so.
Well, it's been an amazing year.
Fantastic.
The brand new MangyDog.com is kicking ass.
It's doing great.
We're getting great traffic.
People love it.
Vastly improved. This is true.
What about Revere Radio?
Revere Radio, haven't talked to them in a while, but I think they still play our episodes, so if anyone is listening to this at Revere...
Thank you.
Hey.
Happy holiday. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were talking about the new look mangydog.com, which
I love it. I love all the content right there
on the page.
It's great.
I love it.
There's videos, columns, podcasts, and of course, the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo.
Yes.
Now, you know, this is the holiday season. We're going to have some holiday fun
later on.
We do want to start by announcing that February 22nd, 2-2-2, the next Mangy Dog live show will occur, and we will be turning those into podcast episodes, hopefully!
Yay! Expectations.
Be at the Improv Nashville Theater for more
lovely
information.
Lovely theater. Lovely little theater.
To buy tickets, go to Improv Nashville. .com. We really hope to see you out there. Now,
yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Yep.
You know, one thing that I've noticed, Mark,
is
that you're one hell of a prank caller.
I do like the prank call. I try to do good work with it, sir. Thank
you're
you.
So good, and I was just wanting to try it. I want to try kind of a riff. Maybe like call Shoney's.
That's a good starting place.
Because I have some funny ideas, I know you can do it. And I'm better than you.
Well, yeah, so, everybody knows that. If I can do it, you should do it like a million times better.
I should do it like more efficiently and cuter.
Yes. Most definitely.
So we're going to give it a shot here.
Let's try
it.
Okay.
Let's try Shoney's.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Shoney's. Just be funny. That's it.
Based on Shoney's message, drive door speaking heaven
happy. Hi, how are you? You smell bad. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Jesus, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I know. It's nerve-wracking. Couple things.
I choked.
No.
Okay.
You did good. You started off with a greeting. You always start off with a greeting. It puts the cranky at ease.
Oh, okay.
They open up to him. Then you said something funny and true.
Okay. Because,
I mean, if you work at Shoney's, you're going to smell like crap.
Right. That was my point,
And then you hung up on her.
Yeah.
And said bye.
Uh-huh.
I would have just maybe pressed her a little bit more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I can't top that first zinger. I can't top it.
No, it was funny.
Oh.
But.
We'll work on it.
We'll work on it.
We'll try again later on in the show.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
We have actually a very special segment.
Yeah, we do.
That we want to play right now. Now hit that theme music!
Sal Elliott. Sam Elliott. Wowzer.
Hi there, fellers and fellettes. Sam Elliott here, answering some of your questions. Let's get started. Dear Sam, who's your favorite comedian? Signed, Jennifer Crespo, Spring City, Missouri. Well, Jen, it's funny you should ask. Just this past summer, I reckon it was nigh on past mid-June, my old lady and I sauntered on out to Las Vegas for a weekend of rest and relaxation. I did her. Anyhow, no ways. While we was out there, we caught the act of a Mr. Brad Garrett. You probably remember Brad as the brother on Everybody Loves Raymond. Well, sir, after that night at the MGM Secondary Banquet Hall, I'll remember Brad Garrett as a goddamn genius. That's a tip from old Sam you can take to the bank. Yep. Rocky in Tupelo wants to know, Dear Sam, I'm about to go out on my first date. Do you have any advice? First of all, Rocky, congrats. You're about to start spreading your seed. Your old buddy Sam's proud of you. However, before you go out on a date, I recommend you clean those pipes. Last thing you need is a quick trigger finger in the boudoir. And remember, nothing goes better with your baiting than a dirty vidger from Sam Elliott's Porno Emporium, just 5 miles from the Quad County Mall in the tri-state area. Be glad you did, partner. Finally, Ray in Santa Fe asks, Sam, who's your favorite all-time Russian leader? Well, Ray, that's easy. Yeltsin. See y'all next time for another round of letters from Sam Elliott. Now hit that there theme music. Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott. Well, sir.
Sam Elliott. Wow. Always interesting. Always entertaining. Thank you, Sam.
Wealth of information.
Thank you,
I've
Sam.
Learned a lot.
I found out a pretty cool thing the other day, actually. When you Google, this is the reach of our show now.
This is how we roll.
When you Google sad trumpet, we are number two.
We're number two.
That's right. That's right. Go, if you don't believe us, you go do it right now. We're taking over the world.
Yes.
But before we do, we have to rely on others for great material. Now, we have, I found online a great feature. It's called the 25 Days of Newman.
Mm-hmm.
It's by a musical duo named Paul and Storm.
Right.
And they make movie themes based on Randy Newman that sum up various movies. So we're going to play some of that throughout the show. Now, let's start with our first one to give you an idea for The Godfather.
Something bled here in the bed. It's that producer guy's horse's head. Gang war's begun. Michael's on the run. Take the cannoli, but leave the gun. James Caan is leaking all over the place. And near the end, they shot Mo Green in the face. Believed that he could win. Go, Godfather, go. You, my friend. Go, Godfather, go. You got a reason to live. It was you, Fredo.
Yes. Paul and Storm.
Yes.
The 25 Days of Newman going on now. You can view all of their great, hilarious songs. Let me give you the web address. It's Paul and Storm, PaulAndStorm. .bandcamp.mu.
Wow.
Paulandstorm.bandcamp.mu.
Google
for music.
It. Google it.
So please check that out. We're going to play a couple more as we go. But you know what? It is the holiday season.
Yes.
And it's been a while since we've hoarded ourselves.
I just hoarded myself the other day, Jesse.
Oh, well, I apologize. It's been a while since I've hoarded myself.
There we go. This guy.
Yeah.
That guy right there.
Finger point, awkward collar tug. Anyway. We do have a fantastic CD. It's the best of the majors are going to be our Whoop-Dee-Doo Volume 1.
Yes.
That we will probably be giving away at our live show, woo! February 22nd, 2-2-2. But we ended that great CD with a Christmas medley that we want to play for everyone now just to get you in the Christmas spirit. So kick back and enjoy the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Ho, 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 ho.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Ho, ho, ho.
Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Hello. I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. It's the holiday time. I'd love to sing a song to you and to your family.
Have yourself
a Walter Cornish Christmas. Spoil yourself this time of year.
Sure.
I'd be much obliged if you checked out your local grocer's freezer today. And while you're at your local grocer's freezer, get some Iggy Pops. All the kids love Iggy Pops. This December only, they have the new candy cane flavor, a favorite of the Cornish. And be sure to cook up some Cornish Gain Hen. That's right, Walter Cornish has his own Gain Hen. And it's available for you at your local grocer's freezer. Enough about the commercials. Let's get back.
Here we are in the Cornish days. Happy Cornish days of yore. Faithful fans who admire me and inspire me once. Through the years, I'll always be the Cornish, if the fates allow. I am a shining star upon your bow, and have yourself a Walter Cornish Christmas.
That's right, kids. I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. It's been a wonderful time for me to share my Christmas wishes to each and every one of you. I hope to see you at the movies or in the theaters in the coming year. And remember, check your local grocer's freezer today for all kinds of good things.
Oh, Walter Cornish Christmas, yeah.
Hey, everybody, I'm Colonel Parker. Now, here's a song for your brain. I'm drunk and I'm not listening. My bowling lanes, well, they're glistening. I'm going to heaven because I invented a seven. Walking in a Colonel Parker land. Swiss Army steak is by the fire. I prefer you call me Jebediah. I'm crazy and rich, you son of a bitch. Walking in a Colonel Parker land. In my basement we can build a snowman. Completely out of clumps of crystal meth. You'll say you're crazy, Colonel, I'll say no, man. Then I'll get a wrench and beat you half to death. Well, my pregnancy test can open cans. My grandfather invented the Ku Klux Klan. Go with Christ, brah! Yeehaw! Walking in a Colonel Parker land. Now hit my commercial music! Well, hello, ho, 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 everybody! My name's Colonel J. Well, hell, you heard the song. My family's been creating innovative bullshit products since 1842. Now, if you're like me, you know that Christmas is around the corner, and it's got a knife, and it wants to kill you. That's why I, Colonel Parker, insane genius, have invented the Colonel Parker anti-Christmas candy cane. The only candy cane with a streak of blue to leave Santa confused. Buy my candy cane, happy holidays. Yee-haw! I don't trust Jews.
The dude is bugged, 'cause a couple of thugs broke in and peed all over his rug. Quintana Bowles, the creep can roll. Too bad to Jesus likes to 8 year olds. Bunny's log jamming, there's a suitcase full of dough. Shomer Shabbos and a nihilist's toe. Nobody believed that he could win. Go, Big Lebowski, go. You, my friend. Go, Big Lebowski, go. You got a reason to live. Hey man, nice marmot.
Paul and Storm on the Mangy Dog. Ready we are, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doos.
You ready for some stand-up, Mr. Anunson?
Been ready.
I am too. Yes. Here's David Cross.
I really have no time for cute or clever segues. And speaking of that, I was at this... I was eating at the seafood restaurant today. Really nice, you know, fancy. One of those ones where, you know, they got that tank in the middle of the lobby and they let you pick out your own... dolphin, actually. And it was good. It's very... Well, don't groan. I mean, okay. No, it was all tuna safe. You know, I wanted to be PC about it. You know, it's all dolphin-free, tuna-free dolphin, you know. I mean, no, isn't that kind of hypocritical that nobody really cares about saving the tuna's life? You don't see anybody out there picketing to save the tuna life. Just the dolphin, because, you know, it's cute. You know, that's why we can't eat it. No, it's Flipper. No, he can't eat Flipper, no. Because you know that if a dolphin was ugly and tasted good, you know, we'd be eating it by the truckload. No one would care. Really. It's weird. I mean, the only negative thing that ever happened to a tuna was, you know, it was born, butt ugly. And it mixes well with mayo. So, you know, sorry, Charlie, but that's how it works. And... I just think it's weird that we project the human idea of vanity onto the animal kingdom. We're not allowed to eat cute food, you know, or domesticated food. We're not allowed to. Morally, ethically, it's wrong. You know, I mean, really, ostensibly, I should be able to eat, you know, a great big steaming platter full of little baby kittens, if I want. Yeah, because yeah. They're cute. Forget that. Eat them up. Cook them. They're good, I'm sure. Oh, sure, I can eat a pig's ass. I guess that's okay with everybody. No problem with that. Yeah, pig's ass is all right. Yeah. Mmm, yeah. Yeah. Give me the part right by where he dumps at it. Can you lock that off for me, please? That'd be good. Hey, put a honey glaze on that, too, while you're at it. That's a good honey-coated pig's ass. Make a good little snicky snack right now for me. You know? It's just weird. It's an odd thing. And I just do, deflect this. I know I always, I do this bit, and I always get some, pseudo-liberal, puts the blinders on, as soon as they hear, eating dolphins, and they don't listen to the joke. They'll come up to me after the show. This has happened. Just in my face, indignant, coming up to me going, excuse me, comedian or whatever. Yeah, I mean, well, no. Yeah, well, we heard what you were saying about eating the dolphins, and, I just wanted to say, wrong! Wrong! Okay, I mean, yeah, I mean, we don't not eat the dolphins because they're cute. We don't eat the dolphins because they're intelligent. Okay, think about that, mister, next time, okay? Just honestly, really, honestly. And people have said that to me, which I think is really, really stupid logic, because, I suppose if you're going to use that kind of rationale, then I suppose we should be eating the retarded. Really.
David Cross.
Yes.
On the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Now, we're about to wrap up for a nice holiday break.
Yes.
But before we do, let's do some plugs.
Yes. I will be performing. Oh, I just stepped all. I was just so excited.
Go ahead.
I got so rambunctious about the 22209.
Hey, you should call it rampluginess.
Rambo.
2-2-2. February 22nd, Mangy Dog Live.
Triple deuce.
Please dupe your friends into going.
Yes, and buy merch.
Yes, and you can also buy merch at mangydog.com. M-A-N-G-Y-D-O-G.com. Snap up a CD today, and we'll have more CDs on the way.
I'm done.
Oh, Mark.
That's my only... What, Jesse, do you have anything? You got a Union City show or something?
Union City.
Alabama.
Tennessee.
Same thing.
Kind of no difference. Yeah, I'm getting some blank stares in Union City, February 21st, the night before that great live show. So if you can't make the live show, drive 2 hours to West Tennessee and see me there.
I may do that.
Fantastic. for the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson, for the non-existent talent, Sean Parrott, who is still in day four of his date.
Wow.
I'm Jesse Perry. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next year. Bye, everybody.
It's right! For the block. For the win. For the heck of it, Wink. I'm gonna butt you in the face, you stupid Wink. Punch, 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 punch your face. Punch, 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 punch your face. I'm gonna punch your face. Your perfect Wink Martindale face. I'm going to punch your face. Punch your face. Punch your face. Punch your face. Punch, punch, punch Wink in the face. Punch. Kiss her. A punch to the kisser. Punch to the kisser. Punch on. To the lip, punch to the nose, punch to the eyeballs and the nose, in the face, in the face. I Wink Martindale, gonna punch him in the throat, gonna punch him in the elbow, elbow, elbow. Block my Wink, Wink, Wink. Gonna tic tac. I'm gonna tic tac. I'm gonna tic tac. Tic tac. Tic tac. I'm gonna tic tac your face. Tic tac your face. Tac your face. Ugh.
the job he took at the Overlook. Gives old Jack Torrance time to write his book. His creepy son talks to his thumb. Rides on his big wheel till he sees red rum. Here's Johnny, man, I sure am scared. That dude in the tux is getting blown by a bear. Nobody believed that he could win. Go the Shining, go. You, my friend. Go the Shining, go. You got a reason to live. Yeah, we gonna be friends forever and ever.
Episode.